So what is heaven and where is heaven? Have you ever imagined what heaven would be like? Heaven. What do you think? What do you think, heaven? Brian.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. All right. Thank you. The really common explanation. And also another one, Wes. Absence of pain. Wow. It's like some philosophical. Okay, what do you think? Peacefully, lovely, yeah. Restful, thank you. Mm-hmm. Get it, okay. All right. Okay, better place, that's right, absolutely. Yeah. And Jackie, can I ask you about the heaven? Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. So, in summer 1999, quite a long time ago, my sister told my family that she had a vision of going to heaven in her dream. The heaven she saw was so real, she said, and the same street, same building, same church, same house as in the real world. She said everything was just like in reality. So I asked her, how do you know that? She said, I just felt it's real. And she mentioned that our parents and another sister were also there, the heaven. But the only problem was that I was not there. I was not there. And she told me, Mike, you are still a sinner and need to repent. I think this is a warning message from God to you. Well, that was very unpleasant and scary story for me. Matthew, there's another some image of heaven. And second one, this is the picture of the heaven and hell. So over the clouds is heaven, and under the clouds is hell. And next. This is just, yes, a Christian, some heaven image of heaven in Christian history. And next. Yeah, this is the heaven of Persian people think. Persian people think the heaven. And next one. Yes, this is the image of heaven of Buddhist. Yeah, so in our world, there's a lot of various images of heaven. Okay, next one. Yeah. Yeah. That's right, yep. Yeah, I heard that story.
This is one where he didn't even know that he had lost a baby sister. Uh-huh. And he talked about his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that story, yeah. So in Matthew 13, which we read today, has various parables about heaven. One thing these parables have in common is that even if something seems superficially insignificant, but they are precious. In Matthew 13, 31 to 33, Jesus speaks of the tiny mustard seed that grows into a large tree, and the yeast that leaves the whole batch of dough. Both illustrations emphasize that greatness and impact can arise from the humblest of beginnings. Just like the mustard seed and yeast, even the poorest and weakest among us have the potential to bring about significant change and create a heavenly impact. We must not underestimate the power of our actions, no matter how small they may seem. By nurturing a heart filled with love, kindness, and compassion, we can spread heavenly virtues and profoundly impact our communities. Moreover, Jesus portrays in Matthew 13:44-46, heaven as a hidden treasure. Hidden treasure. And a pearl of great value. The common theme here is that the heavenly reward is worth sacrificing. Just as the man in these parables sold all they had just to possess the treasure and the pearl, we are called to let go of worldly desires and embrace the heavenly pursuit. Heavenly pursuit, yeah. So, do you have any stories of experiences where you thought something was insignificant but turned out to be treasured? If you have, can you share about that? Yes, you have it? No? Never lucky in your life? I have one story. This is a real story. It's about stocks. Yes? Of course, I don't invest in stocks and am not interested in them. However, there was only one time when I completely regretted not doing stocks. I have been playing a mobile game. Yeah, like mobile game. And called Mobile New Three Kingdoms. Yeah, that's the game I have been playing for 5 years. And we have a group chat for the game. Our group had 80 members in it. They were some business owners and medical doctors, pharmacists, real estate agents, and even a church minister. After the pandemic had just started in 2020, the group leader called the members to the group chat and saying that there was something significant. He said that he called the members to make an important announcement after discussing with a member who was a medical doctor working for a pharmaceutical company in the United States. He said that what he spoke from now on is strictly confidential and firmly asked the members to buy stocks of an American pharmaceutical company immediately. That pharmaceutical company was Moderna. Yes, that's right. The American company made and distributed the corona vaccine as we know it. Of course, I ignored the request because I wasn't interested in the stock. And a week later, I heard the news that the US government would sign an astronomical amount of contracts with several pharmaceutical companies to make a COVID vaccine. I saw the news that one of the leading candidates was Moderna. And then the U.S. government made a deal with Moderna, and as we know, they successfully created a COVID vaccine. When the gaming group leader asked to buy the stock was priced at around $28, but the stock was worth around $450 after 18 months. Yeah. Treasure hidden in the field. If I had known this stock would rise in price this much, I would have sold my house and car and put all my money into buying this stock. If I did it, I wouldn't be here. I would be on some beach and then drink some cocktails and cigar. Really hidden treasure. Of course, this information was only known to me, and I would not have told anyone else. This personal story matches very well with the parables of heaven that Jesus said. As followers of Christ, we should prioritize the kingdom of heaven above all else, investing our time and resources in eternal values. That's much, much better than the stock. Yeah. As we seek righteousness, justice, and love for our fellow beings, we will find the true treasure that transforms our lives and brings heaven to earth. The price of the stocks sometimes go, sometimes down, we don't know. Sometimes it is just rubbish. But the heavenly reward is eternal and always is guaranteed to us. In the Lord's Prayer, we say that your kingdom may come upon this earth. Heaven is not a place we can go to only after we else. See next. Heaven is not an imaginary place that exists only in fairy tales. Heaven is what we have to make on the earth. We must make our church a heavenly place. We must make our society the kingdom of heaven. Our mission is to make our earth into God's kingdom, heaven through the love of God. Rather than being the ones who enter heaven after we die only, we should be the ones who make heaven in this world in which we live. When we reflect on these parables from Matthew 13, we understand that heaven is not just a distant, beautiful place beyond our reach. It can be manifested in our lives and communities through acts of kindness, selflessness, and devotion to God's principles. The kingdom of heaven belongs to the poor and the weak. Let us strive to be people who inherit the heavenly rewards and become catalysts for building the kingdom of heaven here and now. May God grant us the grace and wisdom to pursue his kingdom with all our hearts and transform the world. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for revealing that heaven is not a distant dream, but a reality that can be made here and now. Help us remember that your kingdom is not just a place we go to after we die, but a mission we are called to fulfill in our world. We pray that our church may become a heavenly place where love, unity, and compassion abound. May we be known by our love for one another and our commitment to justice and righteousness. Please help us proactively fulfill our mission, not waiting for heaven to come, but actively making heaven on earth. Please give us the vision and wisdom to see opportunities for positive changes and the courage to act upon them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.